Nino's Victor Harbour has had a rocky start to the Christmas season after being on cloud nine from winning a hospitality award at the recent Business Victor Harbour Awards night. They found out secondhand that they had become an exposure site for COVID-19 without a heads up from SA Health. Owner Kirsten Pittman joins me now. Hi Kirsten, how did you find out that you were an exposure site from Sunday, November 28?
We had a diligent staff member having a look on Facebook, and the SA Health website listed us. I think it was about midnight on Friday night. So going into Saturday morning, we hadn't heard anything directly from SA Health, and then tried to chase them throughout that day, but didn't really get properly notified directly until about 5 o'clock Saturday night.
Gosh, so that's quite a big chunk of time.
The big lag, and the problem is that following through with all the information, and there's different information for businesses as there is for the general public, it was a very confusing time for everyone, and we're all quite stressed about it.
Yeah, so I imagine when you're an exposure site, you are required to do quite a few things. You're meant to clean, there's meant to be people isolating, things like that. Did you have to spring into action?
We did. We had our manager operated on about 4 hours sleep. We were alerted very early hours of Saturday morning, so spent the first hour and a half of our morning trying to work out who needed to go into isolation and what we needed to do and whether we could trade. Didn't get a lot of information back for that, and had to go through all the documentation, which is a rapidly changing document, to try and work out what we were doing.
Right.
So we erred on the side of caution and isolated 9 staff that were at the site, but you know, we're already talking about 6 days lag before the public were made aware, and then we followed instruction based on the general public website, which says that we were a close contact. But if you actually read the business documentation, we could have made that call later on as to who was and who wasn't, depending on where they were in the building. But of course, none of that information was available to us in those first early hours.
Did SA Health ever contact you?
It was a simple phone call, and then a basic email about just before dinner service on the Saturday night. So we traded through the day, trying to sort of understand what was going on and things changing minute by minute. But the documentation that came through from them was the standard stuff that we'd already seen. The finer detail questions weren't really answered, and it was literally just a prompt for us to actually provide them with more information rather than helping us navigate the situation.
In a statement from SA Health that we requested, they said listing public exposure locations is a call to action for businesses and members of the public to assess whether they need to be tested for COVID-19. While the best efforts are made to contact businesses before they're listed, the health and safety of all South Australians is the priority, and details may need to be released before businesses are informed. Do you have any response to that?
My response to that is I totally understand that it needs to go to the public domain as soon as they're made aware of it. But I really am struggling to understand why every effort wasn't made to contact us at the same time. I mean, surely somebody is pressing that button to put it on the website, so why is that not following on that you contact the location to talk them through it?
Yeah, Kirsten Pittman's with us. She's owner of Nino's Victor Harbour. How has this ordeal affected your business?
We calculated a downturn of about 30%. We've had some cancellations over the weekend. I guess at the end of the day, the financial side of it is not the most primary concern for us. We had a fairly stressful time. Our staff were obviously very concerned. It's disrupted a lot of what they do. People have now lost wages for being required to isolate. The other thing that was exciting was that because we weren't made aware early, obviously our staff were then lining up with multiple members of the community, and a lot of them missed the deadline and the testing centre shut. So that was another 24 hours more than they needed to actually isolate because they couldn't get that test in the first instance. So the flow-on effect from that has been that there's a lot of businesses secondary to that. So staff members' partners or staff members' parents were then contacted by their workplace or their social groups. And so it was just basically fielding a mountain, an avalanche of conversation and talking points and questions and, yeah, doing our very best to navigate all of that while also trying to sort out what on earth we're supposed to be doing. Pretty confusing.
And I imagine also some trepidation about booking with you as well, which would make you frustrated because you've done everything you possibly can to ensure that it's a safe place for people to come and visit, and an award-winning place as well.
That's right. And, yes, I totally understand the community's nervousness about that. But I guess you know, the processes that we've had in place for nearly 2 years now, the surface cleaning, the nightly cleans, the mask wearing, the COVID check-in, all of that stuff that we've put in place has held us in good stead, because all of the staff that were in the building that night have currently tested negative. So obviously what we're doing is actually working, which is great. But yeah, the frustration probably comes from the very touchy community feeling and sentiment around it, which is, I totally get why that is.
But then also looking at your Facebook posts that you put up the other day, sounds like lots of people are in support of you as well.
Yeah, and that's the Victor Harbour way. We've been around a long time, and people know and watch what you do when you're operating a business. So if they're confident that what we're doing is the right thing, then they support you back. So that's been fantastic.
And Kirsten, you're still open, you're still doing takeaway as you've been doing during COVID?
Yeah, so we expanded for a second location for takeaway only, just because of the space restrictions and stuff that was happening in the last 12 months, and that's been working really well. So no, we've done our best to trade through this hiccup, and I think we're very much in a better position to actually understand how to do that in processes moving forward through summer, which is going to be important for everybody.
Oh, I really appreciate your time today. Thanks so much for joining us, Kirsten Pittman.
No worries. Cheers.